You're listening to Cloudcast Weekly, a podcast by SearchCloudProvider.com. I'm Jessica Scarpati, site editor of SearchCloudProvider.com, and with me today is our news writer, Gina Narcissi. Thank you for joining us, Gina.
Thanks for having me, as usual, Jessica.
So we're here, as always, to go over this week's news on the site. So, Gina, you had a really great story this week about VMware's decision to join the OpenStack Foundation. So why don't you take it away?
Sure. So, as many people already know, VMware has sort of jumped on board with OpenStack. While it seemingly has come as a surprise to many, I talked to a few analysts who feel like it really shouldn't be that surprising given the recent acquisition of Nicira, and that they're really trying to sort of break into this networking virtualization, sort of like they were big into server virtualization. So the move to OpenStack seems like a logical next step for the company. So I talked to a few analysts about what potentially VMware will bring to OpenStack, and while it's not likely they're going to change any of their proprietary software or vCloud at all, it seems like they are going to bring their expertise to the table, and they actually put a bid in to become a gold member within the OpenStack Foundation. Their bid hasn't been accepted yet, but it should be shortly. And honestly, it just seems to many that the move to join OpenStack was kind of, if you can't beat them, join them. And they're starting to realize that, you know, closed isn't the way to be in the cloud. People want openness, people want options, flexibility between cloud providers. And so they're really getting on board with that.
There's two things, I guess, that I kind of found interesting here related to that last point. One being, and a few of the analysts, I think, talk about it in here, the suggestion that VMware is just doing this for marketing PR purposes. They just want to appear that, yes, we're on board with Open Cloud because everyone, you know, it just sounds great. The other thing that I thought was interesting is that VMware has such a huge install base that I wonder how much they do need to join them. Like, you said, if you can't beat them, join them. How much they need that, because they already have, you know, such a deep reach into enterprises and service providers.
So basically the second part of that, just because they have such a deep reach on the server virtualization part, basically it seems like analysts think it might be a move to actually sort of mature their Nicira acquisition and sort of become a leader in that space as well, because that's, you know, sort of new for them, but also an expertise they could definitely bring to the table in OpenStack, as a lot of traditional networking vendors are starting to join OpenStack. And the other part you mentioned about a marketing ploy, sort of, I mean, it could be, the analyst definitely touched upon that. It could be a strategic move. But I also talked to someone who mentioned that joining OpenStack at first might actually take money out of their pocket. I don't know. It's not definitely for more customers or anything away, but it could grow into that, I guess.
Yeah. When I was looking into the gold membership and kind of what that is, because there's only like a few sponsors who make that cut, right? So the gold membership is kind of the second tier from the top. And according to the OpenStack Foundation, the gold members have to fund, they basically have to commit a quarter of 1% of their total revenue. There's a cap on that, $200,000. So in VMware's case, their total revenue is close to $4 billion, so about, you know, $1 million. They obviously got a good end of the deal there, hitting the $200,000 cap. So the benefit, there's obviously like a big financial commitment there. Mm-hmm. And the benefits of being a member were sort of interesting to look at, too, because they pretty much all have to do with like branding and marketing. If you're, you know, a gold member versus a platinum member, you're allowed to use, you know, the OpenStack logo a certain way and display it next to your name. So, I mean, any company that's going to sponsor something like this is, of course, they're partially doing it for.
You know. Oh, definitely. And I mean, I guess it will be yet to be seen what this exactly brings VMware, but it should be interesting.
Great. Well, Gina, thank you, as always, for joining us.
Thank you.
And that is all that we have for this week. Be sure to check out all the articles we talked about and more at searchcloudprovider.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.